Die together.
Welcome to America Tonight. Oh, if you're into legalized gambling, meaning you got some money in the stock market, a big, big day. We'll jump to that. Big day for the Santorum clan. He and his tribe couldn't be more excited with the two big primary wins in the South. It looks like the Walton family when you see the photos of the kids smiling and clapping. Rick Santorum delighted in the fact that he took both of those primaries. The battle for second place is in full swing. He says we did it again, and he's not going after Newt Gingrich so much or even paying attention to Ron Paul. The focus is Mitt Romney. So Mitt Romney comes in second, third actually, by just a little bit. The thing is, the delegate count, which is all that matters, it is about the math, shows that the impossible can't really happen when it comes to getting the amount needed to be coronated in Tampa as the Republican nominee. But it still is a very, very big night for Rick Santorum. The crowd goes wild in Louisiana. That's where he was when he said, hey, we did it again. We're going to compete everywhere. Conservatives need to pull together. So Santorum still is finding his way with that conservative crowd. And what about Newt Gingrich, who insists that he's going all the way to Tampa? Certainly doesn't look that way, however, right? When you look at the numbers. In Mississippi, Gingrich was projected to finish second just ahead of Romney with nearly all precincts reporting. Santorum was leading with 33% of the vote. Gingrich was behind with 31%, followed by Romney with 30%. So, Gingrich and Romney were battling for second place in Alabama. If we wanted to be exact about it, 99% reporting. Santorum was ahead with 35%. Gingrich 29, Romney 29. So this is the thing. Obviously, and these are primaries or caucuses that we're going through. Obviously, Mitt Romney, to me, hasn't completely won people over. He's not standing out. He's standing out with the people who have the money, the people who are backing him, the establishment folks. No question about that. So two primary contests that were considered to be crucial, for any kind of Southern strategy are blown by Newt Gingrich. Doesn't help Mitt Romney that he doesn't grab both of them. And Santorum clearly grabs the headlines here. So what does it mean? Alabama, 47 delegates, Mississippi, 37 delegates, but both states, and here's why, both states divvy up their delegates proportionally. So Gingrich and the other candidates each win delegates on Tuesday. And that's why Santorum can officially win, but he struggles against the gains that Mitt Romney keeps making because he is the leader. He holds all the cards at the table. Mitt Romney has 454 or so, depending on your count. Rick Santorum, 217. Gingrich, 107. And Ron Paul, 47. I did it earlier in the day, the math, and I had it a little bit higher than that. But Romney does the best with moderates. In exit polls out of Alabama, it showed that anybody who was moderate, they liked Romney. Anybody who was a conservative liked Santorum. Or Gingrich. Santorum also led among evangelicals, so he's got a lot of religious backing. But the numbers are not going to help him. But here's what I think. I wonder if Santorum wins himself some other kind of a seat since he's gaining all this momentum. Does he end up with some
everybody's talking about all, you know, all the math and all the things that this race is inevitable. Well, for someone who thinks this race is inevitable, he spent a whole lot of money against me for being inevitable. We did it again. Sort of like America, going out there and exceeding expectations, going out there defying the odds, because we believe in something that's bigger than ourselves. For the people of Alabama, you made a great difference, and I thank you very, very much for your support. I knew when I was traveling around, on whether it was all the way up in Tupelo or all the way down to Gulfport, and the folks that I met and the passion in their heart, they understood how important this race is for themselves and their families and for the future of our country. We hope to do even better in the caucuses this weekend. And, of course, next week we'll come back here and we expect a huge win here in Cajun Country. We will compete everywhere. We will compete everywhere. The time is now for conservatives to pull together. The time is now to make sure that we have the best chance to win this election. And the best chance to win this election is to nominate a conservative to go up against Barack Obama, who can take him on every issue.
Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack saves you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Down the street, the people went out low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. Shout out the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. I'm gonna get you through, but another one bites the dust.
All right, we're back here on America Tonight. It's Your Business. Yep, it's all about trying to figure out how do you maneuver this, not the system, but how do you, I'm going to say it, how do you game the system so that you can actually make a profit? Joyce Blonsky joins us now. It's pretty difficult, though, for a lot of people in with the way things are, so up and down. I was just talking about oil, for example. I know some people that have some oil, and they're very happy about these gas prices, unlike the rest of us. Joyce, thanks for swinging late with us. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here.
You know what? Is it, when we look at where we are, what do you do? I mean, do you go across all sectors and try to figure out when you look at the economy, okay, where do I need to drill deeper? Where do I see the future? What are we looking at, technology? What are we looking at?
I do drill down and look at all sectors, but I've been doing it for so long, it's like tying your shoe to me. I pretty much know where I need to zig and zag. But technology is definitely, and energy is definitely a couple of the sectors that I'm very interested in now.
So when you say energy, is it, I mean, it can be all different kinds of energy, right? You can look at companies that are solar. You can look at somebody, you can look at nuclear. You can look at all kinds of energy-related companies, right?
Yeah, but within the different sectors, some are moving and some aren't, and some are flat, and others are really skyrocketing. So even within the industry of energies, you have to know kind of what's moving and what's making hay and what's not.
I like that. What's making hay and what's not. You, by the way, have written a book called Own the Clouds. What do you mean by own the clouds?
Just that. I'm talking about cloud computing companies and how to find tomorrow's Googles and all those silver-lined clouds in the world of technology and finance.
So give us a little hints, because I bet there's some people that understand what the cloud is, like they have an iPhone, like I do, and they realize what the whole idea of the backing up the information, all that kind of stuff. But I guarantee there's a lot of people that are saying, whoa, what are they talking about, cloud computing? What is that?
You're absolutely right. The book came about as a way to explain what clouds are to my clients so we'd have a better understanding of moving forward in investing. And for those that are going, okay, what is she talking about, white fluffy things? And it's like, no. Cloud and cloud computing is a fancy way of basically saying the internet and all things wireless. It's really a very creative buzzword that somebody who should have a corner penthouse on some fabulous place needs to have, because you really came up with a great terminology. But basically, when you are working on your computer and you have a program that's installed there, you are not in the cloud. But as soon as you hit, like on an email, you hit send, or you hit, you know, your cell phone and make a call, as soon as you connect to the internet or use any wireless device, you are in the clouds.
Yes, that's a great explanation. You're in the clouds once you do that. I bet you, though, for you, when you're explaining it to clients, I love that. I'm sure at first it's like, wait, back up a few steps here. it's an easy explanation, but it sounds, I don't know what it sounds, for some people to make the leap to technology. You know this, Joyce, because with people you deal with, some people get it right away. Anybody 30 or under, they get it. I'm not saying that anyone that's 40 or 50 or even 60, I'm not saying they don't necessarily pick it up, but I think it's harder for older people to grasp the technology at first, don't you?
You know, I do, and when I was writing the book, I actually asked a couple of my old-timers if I could use them as my guinea pigs, and one of them is a retired school principal, so I figured he would catch on pretty quickly, and he kind of shook his head, and I said, read a couple pages, read a chapter or two, and let me know what you think. Gosh, he came back to me, and he said, wow, I could really get behind this and embrace it, and he said, the first thing I thought of, now this was kind of funny, he said, I'm going to buy this book for my kids because we all need to be on the same page and we can work together to kind of plan for my grandchildren. So I was thrilled that, you know, I actually was able to make sense for people who are technically challenged on, you know, moving forward into the future and where technology is going to take us.
Yeah. That's a great explanation. And, you know, it's I used to do a TV thing, an IPTV thing, that we were talking about small cap companies and where we were headed in the future and what we were, then we would look at blue chippers and that kind of stuff. And Apple then was a song, and now you see where Apple is. It really is about, and it's not, doesn't take you necessarily a lot of money. I think you say this maybe in your book, but certainly I know this, that if you just put a $100 into Microsoft back in 1986, it's worth, what, $40,000 today. That's $100.
Yep, that's $100. And, you know, I had 100 shares of Microsoft back in 1986 for the initial public offering, and I could not sell that to save my life. It's true. I mean, back then, every secretary had a typewriter. We weren't doing, there was no such thing as a word program. Whiteout was as prevalent as pen and paper. Nobody knew what software was. I had a hard time getting my head around what it was. And so you're trying to talk to people about what the heck software is. And I ended up using underwear to kind of help me sell my stock. And people go, you use underwear? I go, yeah. Because that's the one thing people can figure out. Nobody sees it. You figure you've got it on. Tomorrow morning you start with a brand new pair. So software is kind of the same thing. It's in your computer and nobody sees it. It's running like crazy behind the scenes. When you shut your computer off, tomorrow you start with a fresh new software operating system and off you go.
Yeah. The Facebook IPO, how big do you think that's going to be?
I'm starting a list of my clients who are wanting to get at least some information. I look at it as, it's a wonderful opportunity for people who get in on the initial public offering. I think the jury is out whether they're going to hype that a little too much, but we'll see. I think Mark Zuckerberg, been a very brilliant young man. He's got a great company and, I am looking forward to that IPO. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting looking where Facebook was and where that's come, and now where some what some of the competitors are doing. And you know, you look at the brilliance of Google. I mean, was Google just that's the golden goose? I would have loved to have some Google. You could have, imagine what 100 of Google will be as it clicks along.
Oh yeah, and really a lot of your listeners are probably thinking, well, it's too late. It's never too late.
No.
There are some amazing opportunities out there right now.
Yeah. I agree with you. You just have to watch. All right, Joyce, if people want to get your book, because we should say that the profits, all of the profits from the book, is that right, are going to be donated to some charities, local and national charities?
Yep, it is true. I decided last March that I didn't write this book to profit from it, and so many families and charities are struggling that I just decided I would give my proceeds starting with the Kiwanis Family House and the Ronald McDonald House and Shriners here, and then food banks. And I'm gonna be the Oprah Winfrey of Sacramento and California, and just be very philanthropic with my proceeds.
Yeah, good for you. Joyce, thanks so much. Pick up her book, Own the Clouds. So we'll talk to you again in the future.
I hope so. Have a good night.
Thanks, you too. All right, she gave you some good tips if you listened in there. The idea is people, if you're hearing us talk about stocks, and people have this idea in their head, well, if it's, you know, how much do I don't have that kind of money. You hear the example we gave, the $100 in Microsoft and what it would be worth, just $100 if you just sat on that, because, geez, you don't have a lot of money. Who does have all this spare thousands and thousands of dollars laying around? It's you don't have to have that much to start. You just have to keep it in there, leave it in there, and watch what happens. And that's something, you know, $100, can you afford to put $100 into an investment? So the examples that she gave you with the clouds, with things that are happening in the future and the internet, that's stuff absolutely to look for when you're trying to comb through technology. All right, so that's For Your Business. We move from that to coming up in our next segment, the weekly re-rack. We're talking a lot of politics, naturally, with the Republicans and what happened with Super Tuesday and moving forward. So we're going to continue down that thread. And in our weekly re-rack, that's part of the conversation with Tracy Davis, focusing on some of the things that she did in the past, what she's seeing in politics, and a little bit about the current state of the Republican Party. Stay with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The fallout continues in Afghanistan. Switching gears, and by the way, we're going to check the financial markets in just a second here because it was a big day on Wall Street. And why do you care? You care if you have a 401k or you have a couple of shekels you can put in the market. And really, that's what we were saying there. You don't have to have big money. That's the biggest misconception. You just have to have good luck, because I think a lot of it's luck. You might be able to predict, look at something and say, oh, well, this is the future. We're talking there about the internet, but you still have to pick the right company, and you still have to know something about what you're doing and trying to handicap what you would do with a little bit of money. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money. That's true, if you could let something sit, and we kept giving you that the great example, but that doesn't happen every single day. It was a very big day, however, on the markets, very big day on Wall Street. Numbers that hadn't been seen in a very long time. But here's the thing. What goes up must come down. So not to be negative, but you have oil nearing $1.07 for a barrel. You have people stressed beyond belief with what they're paying at the pumps, furious with what they're paying at the pumps. So a good day on Wall Street, of course, we'll take it. But then what happens the next day? People take gains, and then some of the stocks that they had that really soared, they go in the opposite direction. They go down and take a little bit of that bounce. In Afghanistan, there is no bounce. It's all negative at this point. And sad to say, and I'll keep on saying it. We need to get out of Afghanistan now. This is a no-win situation. There is no victory to be had here. It's done. It's over with. And what happened with the soldier who slaughtered the 16 people just seals the deal. Now it's being exaggerated and manipulated to be something more, and, oh, there were more people involved, and that's the kind of nonsense that's flying around in Afghanistan. Does not help any of the people, any of the soldiers who are so courageous and crawling around in some of these villages while snipers are trained at their backs. This just gives them an excuse to fire, and it scares me to death that we're going to see a huge ripple that we'll just shudder over, just run its course through Afghanistan. So the faster we can get out of there, the better off we'll be as a country. Seriously. The money that we have spent and the life and the blood and the limbs and everything else, also, I think at this point, really, reevaluation is more than necessary. And rhetoric and standing before mics and saying, we're going to steady the course, we're going to reinvest our resources, we're staying where we are, and we're not going to bow to pressure. I think now is the time to leave. Anyway, the Taliban is threatening to behead to behead U.S. soldiers. This is what I'm saying. And Kabul is demanding a local trial for the U.S. soldier. We know that the accused soldier had a brain injury. And Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, has said that, an option of the death penalty is completely not off the table. He reacted a little bit more on Tuesday to what happened over the weekend in Afghanistan.
I do not believe that there is any reason at this point to make any changes with regards to our strategy and for the process of drawing down. Again, I want to express our deepest condolences to the families, to the Afghan people, to the villages that were impacted by this event, and the terrible loss of life that took place.
A lot of people are talking about the staff sergeant trying to figure out what happened. He had the traumatic brain injury, we know, in the tank that rolled over in Iraq. He was treated. He was returned back to duty. It was his fourth deployment. What is the risk of mental illnesses like post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety, all that stuff? Isn't it higher the more you're deployed than the first time you go out? The more exposure you get to trauma and the drama in the field, you would have to assume the worse it is, and that's what doctors are saying. If someone's deployed again and again and again, the issue of expecting to go home, then not going home, just makes it even that much bigger. So this also brings up the question of, okay, these incidents of PTSD, let's admit it, we know it, we've been talking about it, we've been trying to deal with it. When you've got a third deployment and they say almost 3% among the men of the armed forces for this to happen to them, in this study that was released last September by the Armed Forces Health Surveillance Center, right, which is in Maryland, when they're saying 3%, that's a pretty big number. I said it's a pretty big number for a third deployment. Fourth deployment, they say, is a little bit lower. But the rate of mental illnesses peaks during the third deployment. You know, they have this thing called, and I think we touched on it briefly in our last show, some of you know what I'm talking about who have served, but they call it dwell time, and that means the time while you're serving in the military, the length of time between deployments, the longer time you have, the larger the percentages of the conditions that are diagnosed after the deployment. So it, when you have that longer time in between, it also hurts. I guess psychologically, it makes sense from what you've seen in battle, then coming home and trying to adapt, I guess is the way to say it. But here's the thing. Forget all this analysis about the soldier. It's awful. If he had this injury, maybe it would have been better to not have him deployed again. But what's done is done, and at this point, it's our reaction to it, and you heard Panetta there. So the decision time is now, and the decision seems to be that, you know, this isn't going to affect our timeline. We're going to stay where we are. We're going to do what we have to do and let the Taliban threaten to cut off the heads of soldiers and let them threaten to have this blow back on us. I think it's time that we don't just sit here and say, okay, let's let this play its course out. Sometimes you and anyone who's been in the military would know this. I used to talk to my grandfather about battles that he was involved in. He wasn't a general or leading the troops, but he was one of the grunts, basically. And there was a plan. There's always a plan of attack. What happens when that attack doesn't work? What happens when everything you're doing isn't making enough of the dent that you want it to make? Do you continue to invest, especially after a decade? Or when something that heightens everything happens that absolutely is not going to send you in the right direction, do you make the decision to say, okay, we got to reevaluate here? And we were hoping for 2014, but now with what, in light of the things that have happened with the Quran, the anti-Western sentiment there, and at Bagram Air Force Base, and now with the unfortunately what happened with the soldier, we have to reevaluate our position, and the reevaluation is when we get together with the Joint Chief of Staff and Leon Panetta and everyone involved in my war room. We need to make a change, and the change is that we're going to change course and get out earlier than we had anticipated. How about that? What's wrong with saying that? Yeah, earlier than anticipated, because we want to preserve life, and this is the time to do that, especially when you have Hamid Karzai just critically hammering the U.S. He hasn't let up. Let's talk about the markets, because I said they were sky high, and to be sure they were. This was one of the big stories on the day. Sure, in the South you had Santorum and Romney and Gingrich, a battle over those two southern states, Alabama and Mississippi, but you've divvied up the delegates, so that's the fact of the matter is you still have Gingrich and Romney, more importantly, walking away with some of these delegates. Now, if you were paying attention earlier to what the markets were doing, we had numbers that were so much bigger than we have had in so long, multi-year highs. I was out somewhere, and I happened to be at a place where they had a ticker that was going across, and I was looking at the numbers. The Dow gained 218 points. So right to the close, this thing was up. I mean, all the way up. It wasn't just the Dow. The S&P added 25 points, almost 2%, let's say. But the Dow, which is the index I look at, it's the highest close on the Dow since 2007. So the actual number, 13,177, that's huge, huge. The final hour of trading was crazy time. If you have a 401k, if you're lucky enough to be in that kind of a job, in that kind of a position, your stuff might have just been bumped up a little bit. So that's good news. That's super good news. Because often we're talking about the negativity of what's happening with gasoline, what's happening in Europe, what's going on with the Eurozone, is Greece collapsing again even after the second bailout, and all that negative news tanks the market. So to see it healthy and growing, it's a good thing. It was a good day all around, absolutely. We can count on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
A couple of quick ones under the heading of We Can Count. Looks like a majority of Americans disapprove of the way the president is handling the economy, and a record number who disapprove strongly amid all this gas turmoil. So the poll found 50% of those surveyed strongly disapprove of Obama's economic performance. That's the highest in the poll's history, and we're talking about the Washington Post ABC News survey that just bounced out in the beginning of the week. And a total of 59% gave the president negative marks on the economy. It's the gas prices. We know that. It's hitting us at the pump. 65% say they found Obama's handling of the gas prices unsatisfactory. Of that number, 52% were said to disapprove strongly. Only 14% approve strongly of his performance on gas prices. It sounds funny to say that, doesn't it? What is your performance on gas prices? Let's put it this way. People are upset that gas is costing us so much. Nobody wants to pay a lot of money at the pump. That's the bottom line. It's one of the sacred cows. We know it. We believe it. We don't like it. Americans, and I'm one of them, I don't want to be like a European. Sorry. I don't want to pull up and pay $7. You can't convince me that, well, this is for the greater good to do that. I say, boo-hoo, I'm going to whine. I do not want to pay that. I don't want to pay that. It's too much with everything else that we're facing and the increased taxes in our own neighborhoods and all that kind of stuff to make up for the lack of money that's coming in. You know, there's no end in sight. It's just a deep, deep hole. A deep hole with water in it is not good. Floods, if you've ever been in one, you know what that's like. You never know when the waters are going to recede, right? They now say that floods from rising seas threaten 5 million people. How about that? The once-a-century floods that we used to never talk about, you just heard about, are now becoming a common reality along the coast from Maine to the Gulf of Mexico and the West Coast. They released a couple of environmental reports that were pretty scary. I just glanced at them early in the day and wanted to look at some of the areas because, you know, this is that whole thing about what's happening, how has this happened, and where are the severe risks. And it's the coastline. Of course it's the coastline. South Florida, they've got trouble with floods because of the seas being higher. And the storm surges, that's taken a terrible hit on some of the places in Florida on their beaches eroding and all that kind of stuff. They say an estimated $30 billion in taxable property is very vulnerable in southeast Florida alone. In California, some places that have never had severe floods could be extremely vulnerable to them in the next couple of decades or so. But this is the argument over climate change and what are we seeing happening. Scientists are saying that, businesses and infrastructure in low-lying coastal areas are always going to be in this position with the sea level rising, especially. And do you know that the sea levels have risen by 8 inches since 1880? Kind of makes sense, though, 1880, if you think about it. But I've seen it. I went and looked at a couple of beaches in South Jersey and saw what has happened to the coastline there. And it's incredible. It's shocking, actually, what's happened. And it kind of matches up with what they're saying with the numbers. Now, here's the thing. Don't build in a bowl. I think it's going to send people, when you're at an at-risk place, you know, how many cities are we talking about? Almost 300. So New Jersey and North Carolina have 22. If you're in that spot, you know this is the way this goes. Louisiana, not a surprise, has 65. Maryland has 14. New York has 13. Virginia has 10. So how do you prepare for this, for the floods? The answer is if you're vulnerable and you're in a flood zone, I think you have to rethink. You got to rethink those locations, especially with what you're paying for some of those places. Money or not, or, you know, scrimping your money together to try to get some kind of a lot of times vacation place with the rest of the people in your family. Be careful where you buy. You know, that's the answer. Be careful where you buy, because with the sea rising, you know that there's just much more of a chance that could happen. All right, one last one for you, because we were just talking about this earlier this week with Guy Hatcher, who we were chatting about, you know, family money, fortunes, and he was in Montana and had gone dog sledding. Well, how about this? The Iditarod, a 25-year-old wins the Iditarod. Yep, Dallas Seavey is his name. And he's the youngest. Think about this. Nearly 1,000 miles. That's the race across Alaska. And, he's the first musher to reach Nome. 9 dogs trotting into the Bering Sea area. And, his family and friends were there. He finished in 9 days, 4 hours, and 29 minutes. Wow. 29 minutes. Good for him. Big, 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 big win. You know, what's interesting is his grandfather ran the Iditarod, too. It's his 5th Iditarod. So this obviously is a family thing. He heard the stories about the Iditarod growing up. In my book, Level the Playing Field, I like the Iditarod so much. I wrote a whole thing about it, did a bunch of research on it, and the stories are fascinating with what happens and how they get the dogs, the packs together and all that stuff. And, you know, they don't win very much when they win the Iditarod. But I don't know. I'd say there's some glory in it. What you get is a truck, and you get, you know, I think $100,000 now. So the number, actually, the amount of money has gone up. It used to be a lot less than that. Hey, Matt, you had a friend that you said was a dog musher or wanted to compete or something.
Yeah, it's a person I went to high school with. We weren't great friends, but knew each other, hung out every once in a while. And he competes on, I don't know if there, are you professional musher, I guess?
Like, hey, that's, yeah, musher.
Like, he has a day job, but he's an, I guess a, I don't know, a professional.
Professional musher, I guess.
I don't know what it is.
Dog sledder. They say, yeah. you, that's what you do. You're a dog sledder.
Yeah, so he owns a couple of dogs, and he goes up, and every winter he's doing the dog sled races.
Yeah, very cool. It's a great thing to throw out there for the numbers, too, and that wraps up Week in Count. Let's head to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. Have you ever gone dog mushing before?
No, I just want to be at Palin pulling the sled for
him. Hey, speaking of Palin, the HBO movie Game Changer, which featured a portrayal of her by Julianne Moore, 8 million people watched that on HBO.
Oh.
That's big.
Well, I don't subscribe to HBO.
So you missed it.
Yeah. Well, Palin says unimportant, which I knew anyway she was unimportant, so I'm not going to spend any money on somebody that's unimportant. But this soldier over in Afghanistan, I think he's done us in, so.
I think he's done us in, too. Yeah, you heard me say it. It's time to bring everyone home. You got the Taliban saying we're going to behead soldiers. They already have snipers trained at them. This place is a powder keg. Let's call it a day and get out of there and use this as the thing. Well, listen, we've had two different incidents. We can't continue to maintain the position where we are now. And really, what are we going to end up with anyway? I say call it a day, absolutely.
Yeah, because you won't be able to trust them now.
No.
You know, they might calm down for a week or two, a month or two, or three or four, but they get in there with their guns and start killing Americans again like they did last time.
So that's what I think, yeah.
You can't work with them no more. You won't you won't know who to trust, so.
No, it's heartbreaking what happened. It's terrible, the massacre, but it happened, and this is it. I mean, we can search for any answer we want, but we can do it from here. We need to get out of there.
Yeah, I mean, if they kill people over the Koran, there's really... We want to kill people over this thing.
But yeah, I agree.
I just wonder what kind of spin doctors Romney's going to have tomorrow. Try to spin this loss he lost.
Well, what he's going to say is they're going to, I guess they'll talk about the math in a way, because with the split, and that's what you do, you're taking some of the delegates off the table. He still has the most delegates, so he's the guy. There's no question. He's right when he says he's the guy, because it's not a winner-take-all. It wasn't a winner-take-all in Alabama or Mississippi. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to us, americatonight.net. Brandon. Hello, Brandon Phillips. Hello.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?